Redux.
It's recording now.
Hey, hello.
Hi.
Digi Valentine here, alongside your friendly usual host,
Mr. Archange UK. Hello, how do you do? Here also with on my personal right,
Trippy.
Yes, and it's 8 minutes past 12 on the Monday, the 17th of March. It's very, very late, kids. Very,
it
very
late. It's past 12, seriously.
No way.
No, it's 9 minutes past 10.
Oh.
It's 9 minutes past 10.
9 minutes past 10.
Yeah. In the Sega HQ.
Yeah, we're in my little Sega HQ. Yes.
The evil base.
The evil base of operations where we... what do? We
torture Sony.
We plan. we don't do that.
Oh, cool.
No. We had to put the voodoo dolls away.
Oh,
unfortunately,
okay.
and frankly, UK Resistance have taken them all.
Oh,
they've stolen them all. UK Resistance.
No.
Well, just say UK Resistance. You utterly fail because you've missed three Richard Jakes articles now.
You missed
the first SST one with the music. You missed that. You missed the club questions. You missed that, and now you've missed the second SST one. And you claim to be this Richard Jakes stalker. You completely fail.
No.
Anyway, hello. I'm doing on this one of these really weird Mikomi mics because I'm doing it from work, obviously. So, and I've got these two here.
Yeah.
Yes.
They are here mainly because I have flown them down from Edinburgh.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was about time they returned the favour.
Yeah.
and came down to see me because, let's face it, it's me.
Even though you paid for it.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, I would have paid for it if I'd had the money. I would have.
But. Yes, but I would let you do that. Yes, I, as in Sega, in my mighty Sega capacity, have flown them down because we've got this Guinness Book of Records thing going on tomorrow, haven't we, guys?
Oh, yeah. I get to dress as Sonic.
Yes, DG is the most ghetto Sonic you've ever seen.
Of course, man. I'm going to do all the gang hand signs.
DG, you're not dressing as Sonic. You have to become Sonic for the day.
You've got to be Sonic.
It's easy.
Get in the mindset.
It can be done. But let me just remind everyone listening, okay? Right. I'm Digi Valentine now, you know me. Hold on, no, wait, I've got to break it down for these people.
He's that memorable.
They got to know this, right? I'm Digi Valentine from the Knights fan base, yeah? Okay? Purple guy, big horns, flies about, star trail, that's Knights, okay? I'm the co-admin for that side of the fence, yeah? But see, what you're like doing now is you're getting me to dress up as your favourite Sega character.
You're like the Antichrist of the Sonic fandom.
I could do so much.
But he's not going to.
Oh, Killjoy. But no,
we were discussing things he could actually do with my brother. My brother's got his crazy imagination.
I don't know the things he was going to do with your brother.
No, not like that, man.
No. That's just wrong. That's just wrong.
Open your mouth, woman.
Wrong.
What she meant was...
And in the Sonic suit. Ah!
What she meant was her brother was thinking up crazy things I could do
to end Sonic's
at the
career.
Event while wearing the Sonic costume.
If you say if you see a Mercedes, you've just got to go.
Yeah, break the thing. That's actually a new idea. We haven't thought of anything quite like that.
Yeah.
I won't repeat the ideas that he came up with. They basically
some of them. One was to run into a shop, run into HMV, steal
a PlayStation 3 and break it,
and try and run out the door really slowly, and then start crying in the middle of the shop floor. And the other one was to just walk into a men's bathroom and just stand in the cubicle.
Take it.
The better one would be going to one of those and ask, "Do you have any Wii consoles?" And when they say no, hang your head and walk slowly out. Sorry to trouble you.
Yeah. And Sonic gets his head stuck in the front door and security.
Yes.
And yeah, your brother also came up with a couple of ideas that involved actually beating up little kids and therefore ruining his entire career. But we won't do that. I will not do that to the Sonic fan base because
he wouldn't dare because I would kneecap him.
Sonic would have to learn to swim in the Thames.
You could try and kneecap me, but while I'm wearing that costume, I am pretty much invincible, my friend.
He's like a giant pinata. You've got to hit him with sticks.
He's completely invincible, but he can't see. So that's great. Oh, so we'll be your hosts today in this
this podcast.
Radio Redux /
Dreamcast. Crazy mix.
This is a Radio Redux cast. This is a Radio Redux cast.
What's the funky name we came up with? Was it?
Recast.
Radio.
Something? I can't remember, but yes. cool.
Radio Dreadox, isn't it?
Dreadox, that's it. Radio Dreadox. Yes. We're cool. We're extremely cool.
So cool. We have to get up at 4 in the morning.
Do we?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because we need to get you dressed.
Yeah.
Into your
you need to get her dressed.
And then I need
I'm
to get
not involved.
Oh, of course.
You know, I didn't actually realise until he pointed this out that it is actually impossible for me to get dressed by myself with that costume. If I had never met you, I would never have been able to wear that costume.
Wow, I finally have a use in this relationship.
You'll be getting on that corset and you'll fall over one day and you'll be flapping on the floor unable to move. Oh, if only I had some kind of fiancé who could help me. Help.
And then I sort of bounced into your life and fixed all the problems.
And my boobs.
I thought you were going to say, and my boobs. It scared me for a second there, darling. Play that violin, Ark. Play that violin. Actually, quick question. Now that we're on air.
We were discussing this. I know what you're going to say.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Your name is spelled A-R-C-H and then Angel. Right. How do you pronounce it? Is it Archangel? Is it Archangel? Because I've
Archangel.
Always read that as Archangel.
It should be Archangel, though I said Archangel. No, it should be Archangel, I think, as opposed to Archangel. It's one of those ones that I don't mind.
Right, because
do we call you Ark or Arch?
I've been calling you Ark for short.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
That's cool?
You're the only person who calls me that, so that's fine.
See, that's cool,
man. It's about DZ and Wingy, so it's fine.
It's because I'm from the hood, man. You know, you've got to shorten names. And
you can't smell.
From the ghetto.
Yeah. This is my catchphrase tonight. I'm sorry, Timmy, you can't go out today. We're sending you down to the ghetto. Here's a sandwich board. Walk up and down and see how long you last.
Sorry, I'm just going to be a bit nosy because I just noticed Knight's logo.
Yeah, that's the remainder of the soundtracks and stickers.
Yeah, I'll just swipe
but
those.
Yeah, everyone.
I'm actually still supposed to be doing that competition. It's just annoying the timing of it because we then get to move house and I can't do an update. And it's like,
yeah, we have been quite busy.
Actually, you were supposed to think of a question for that
was
competition.
Was I? You didn't bother to ask.
I did.
Oh, are we?
You didn't bother to ask. Yes, but don't worry, Timmy. We'll sell your body for circus meat and pay for your funeral that way.
Yes.
I have to get the Timmy thing in. Everyone loves it now, apparently. I'm sorry, Digi. You can't do that. How was your trip down, guys?
There was some turbulence. And every time the plane even slightly moves, Digi grabs my hand in like a spasm.
Look, man. It's not that, man. I'm just
You don't need an excuse, man.
I'm being romantic in that, though.
You're being romantic in that, going, ah!
No, actually, the flight itself was quite good.
Oh, when we first took off, the plane circled over the River Forth. You could see all the bridges and the sunset and the shadows.
Yeah,
the
we actually got sun in Edinburgh while you lot have got clouds down here.
Yeah.
What was that about?
We imported them specially for you.
Just to feel at home.
Just feel at home, yeah.
Usually, me and my wifey, Trippy, whenever we've gone anywhere that involves any sort of flying, can't afford to fly with such elegant class such as British Airways. So we only fly with EasyJet because that's all we can afford, to be quite honest, and the flights are usually quite troublesome and turbulent and all that. But this British Airways flight was quite swanky, quite smooth, and I actually did quite enjoy it. Yes. So shameless plug, fly with British Airways. Ka-ching.
It's the world's favourite airline.
I have to say though, our little monitor on the ceiling was broken. The only one that was broken.
Yeah, it's alright, I'm getting pestered by Echo Hawk on MSN.
She knows.
You all are talking funny.
We're all talking funny, yes. It's through the power of stuff, we're talking funny. We talk funny things. No. We're talking funny things.
Shout out to Echo Hawk.
Yes.
Hello. I thought I'd do a shout out.
Yeah. apparently she'd be talking, but the vacuum's going.
Oh.
Which is, you know, yay.
Hi, guys. Oh, so she can hear us right now, then?
Yeah, because the Skype's still on.
Oh, awesome.
I see. So technically, for Echo Hawk, this is live right now.
Live
yes,
show.
It's the first Radio VX live.
Wow.
Yay. For one person, massive audience.
This is great. We should do this more often.
I'll tell you what, that's more than a lot of Sega Sonic Radio shows have got on their first,
yes.
Their first episode. So, ha. What's going on with SSR anyway? I've got no idea.
I don't know. I haven't really tuned in. I've been too busy.
Tune in for T-Bird show. He needs more people tuning in. It's a very fantastic show.
I'll make a deal with T-Bird. I'll listen to his show if he actually bothers listening to ours. Hey.
He joined our forums. I think that's
T-Bird's cool. I got respect for
T-Bird. Well, he'll listen to your show if you do another one. How about that?
Look, man, we've been busy.
I like his hat. It's very good.
What's with the cowboy hat? Is that just
it's
sort
just
of
a hat? It's a fang esque hat.
I was thinking right. that. I was like, yeah, it looks like fang.
So he's big on fang.
Cool.
Big on fang. Big on the causes of fang.
Uh-huh.
You know.
Why doesn't Mighty get any love? Eh?
Mighty doesn't get any love because no one knows who owns the rights to Mighty.
Really?
That's what I hear anyway.
Good God.
I know. One of the things is if you go on Sonic City, when it's working.
Currently not working right now.
Seriously, we've had massive server issues, and it's going to have to be might have to be rebuilt.
Really?
Yeah, because basically they changed a server system, and it was programmed 2 years ago on different servers and a different server setup. Uh-huh. So as that's kind of hard coded to that time, there's a slight issue there.
Come
to nightsintodreams.com.
The trippy side.
You actually had a website called Tripside once.
Tripside, once upon a time.
See you on the trip side. Tell my brothers. Anyway, sorry, carry on.
Yes. Yes, that's that. What was I talking about? Mighty, that was it.
Yes, Mighty. Yes.
Mighty, if you go on. Martin signed in. Go away, Martin.
The Martin?
The Martin. Martin the Fat Ninja has signed in to MSN.
Oh, gracious me.
Yes. Is he coming tomorrow?
I don't know.
He should.
And he should use the camcorder.
I doubt it.
Because we won't be able to use our camcorder. So
I doubt it.
What if I bribe him?
I was trying to think with what? Biscuits is a good idea, I would have thought. I'm gonna change MSN to in a call.
Makes you look more official.
Makes
you
look
busy.
More official and busy. And how do you do that again? Tools, options, just changing MSN so there's no alerts and sounds.
So while you're busy with that, I'll strike a conversation with my wife. What do I keep calling my wife, man? We're getting married, but not yet. Right.
You're his horse now.
Yes, darling.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning.
Oh my God.
What the hell?
I'm actually quite scared.
Hang on. What time do we need to head to the airport?
The airport? You're thinking about the airport already. We need to do this thing first.
Well, we've got Paul O'Grady's show coming.
News round.
And is it Bravo TV? Gamer TV? I don't know.
Gamer.tv.
Right, cool. And they're all going to be there. And apparently some game magazines?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Most probably.
So this actually turned out to be quite a big media event in general, didn't it?
Yeah. Are UKR going to be there? Because I know that they're going to
be there. UKR must be there. I would be upset
they're the only website who will actually let them take the piss out of me.
Yeah,
because they do
UKR.
It in such a funny way, and we're all on the same side. And if you... would
UKR
be listening to this?
No, of course they're not.
No.
Oh, come on,
no,
UKR.
No, they're not.
Well, I'll...
So it's pointless my comments earlier, really. Oh, congratulations to Vajur on getting something on UKR.
Is it?
Phil Vajur of Emerald Coast website managed to get something on UKR.
Oh, right.
Which is about some shop in Derby.
Oh, yeah, we've seen that.
Yeah, you saw that one. Yeah, he's one of the Sonic guys, Vajur, so...
Uh-huh, yeah.
Congrats to that.
Yes.
The best one they done was for the Mario and Sonic at the Olympics, and it had the guy in the Sonic suit like really going for it.
And that mysterious guy who was on the floor holding his leg.
Was that you?
Yes.
I wasn't sure if it was you or
that was me after pulling both my calf muscles and being in an awful lot of pain.
God, man.
I dived through a inflatable ring. this is the thing. It was complete and utter cobblers because they did this. There was this warm up exercise thing,
mm-hmm.
but you all had to stand in a line and then mirror the person in front of you
for
dancing, and that was your stretching.
Mm-hmm.
Now because we were at the back and our captain was about 2'6",
yeah,
we couldn't see anything. So he's like, so what's going on? Sod it. And he also didn't stretch properly. Obviously, hyperextended himself. And he's like, oh, It's like, oh my god, ah, the Afrikaans is worse. No, perhaps not. That one's kind of the same. So yeah, there was a St John's ambulance, and everything had to be stopped. And I actually very handily insisted, look, just use me as an extra obstacle. Maybe an extra obstacle, which went down very well. Stuart Hall was a very nice chap. But that's the story.
And that's how he ended up on UKR.
Yes.
I was just laughing because it's like, and a man nearly died.
A man not nearly died. It was like, oh.
You do, like.
I'll tell you, there was some people there who were. It was like, I was trying to just move so I was out of the way, but just rolling. It was like, yeah, he's getting up. And somebody reached down to grab my arm to pull me up. He was like, no, I'm not. Don't touch me, for God's sake. That was me. Mm-hmm. So what?
Oh, well, you know what?
I want to be on UKR. I don't care if
the thing is, they are. They will slag us off.
They'll slag. Yeah.
They will.
Yeah, but that's them.
Of course. But.
They're like a UK version of Sonic Cult, but that use more photographs, really.
The thing about. The difference between UKR and Sonic Cult is.
The
Sonic Cult. Sonic. No, I'm not going to say anything, man. I don't want to piss anyone off.
Let's not say anything about Sonic Cult.
They're all good, yeah? Just, you know, all you brothers.
They're still there. I think they're still updating, aren't they?
I think
Saz has updated in a very long time.
They recently updated because they've done some hacking on. Was it Smash Brothers Brawl and some other stuff?
Tisk, tisk, tisk.
Let them hack, man.
Yes, but we don't endorse that at all, Sega. However, from a fan perspective, good on you.
Yeah. It's not
our game.
Of course.
Yeah.
And they should, again, actually, they should be happy with me because I spoke to Lee Brotherton specifically about that, the hack they did in Sonic 06 to find they found the work in progress version Dreams of Absolution, so they shouldn't really have any problems with it.
Hmm.
Yeah. It was pretty cool.
Oh yeah, that's right. They were showing what they found on Sonic 06, and they found, like, what was it? His supersonic transformation.
Yeah, they found them having to be able to have supersonic within the game, and the whole animation sequence when you jump to turn into supersonic, presumably you had all 7 Chaos Emeralds. And
yeah.
I've still not played this game. I really want to play it.
It's such a shame because it would be cool if they had left that in, man.
Yeah.
Mm. Oh well.
Oh well, indeed. Right. Have we got Echo? You got any questions for the night, guys?
Go on, ask us something. Anything. I'll try and answer, I swear.
How big are your feet?
Well, hang on. Are you asking me that?
Hang on. Whose feet? were you asking Echo that? They're small. I'm doing that. this is our sort of interactive question forum now. Who else is on here? DC is on. Hang on, what?
One second.
How many Knights memorabilia pieces do you guys have?
Well, consider that most of them are illegal.
It takes up like 4 boxes in my bedroom right now because they're all packed still.
Yeah, but if we were to lay it all out, I think.
It would take up the entire bed. It is quite a
lot. Yeah, you've got t-shirts, caps, loads of plushies, fan-made plushies. Fan-made sculptures, official sculptures.
Lots of Japanese stuff.
Lots of Japanese crap. Stuff that Ark sent us.
Yes.
Loads of stuff that Ark sent us.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I think I've at least doubled the amount of stuff you own and then given you more stuff today. So.
I mean,
yeah.
Actually, at one point, Trippy wanted me to photograph every single piece of merchandise so we can put it up on the website.
Did,
and it took me about 4 to 5 hours to photograph the whole lot. So it's quite a lot, yeah.
A lot.
We're psychos.
I've been collecting stuff for like.
But yes, thanks for that question.
I'm just gonna ask various people who are on MSN and we've not got any questions for the night, guys. Disco.
Who are you?
Disco Ponies is online. Oh, he's away at the moment. But got any questions for the night, guys?
You spelled night
wrong.
It's oh, I am. I'll tell you what, just to really annoy you.
Don't. don't be a cheat.
the inverse, the capital I, the lowercase, the rest.
You're evil.
Got any questions for the night, guys? We're recording a show.
Yes!
Which is better than yours? No, not really.
He's not going to be playing anytime soon, I'm guessing. DC hasn't done anything in bloody ages. You can answer a bloody question. There's one. Vi hasn't done anything for a while. She can have that.
Oh, is that the Vi?
That is Violet. Yes.
Violet. Yes.
Yeah, unless Echo has another question. Who else is online? Blake Draco's online. There we go. He can ask the question.
Did Blake Draco, was he in the Rex Factor?
He wasn't in the Rex Factor this time round.
I'm thinking of Ram the Dragon. Sorry, I got them.
Ram isn't on, alas. So Sophia is not on. She might appear later, I suppose. She's in trouble.
Message to Azuka. Do you have any questions?
Yeah, I've got a question for Azuka. Actually, no, I've got a question.
I've got a question for Azuka, yeah.
Yeah, don't give me Azuka's address.
Jess Fire says, Who's leaving? Blake's leaving, apparently, according to Becca. That's no use. He's going to bed. That's no excuse.
Good night to Blake, then, eh? You know.
Yeah.
Why is he going to sleep for, man? He's not going to enter dreamland unless he talks to us first.
Yeah.
He'll be having problems when he sleeps now.
To that, Jay. Come on.
Yeah, Riala's going to be in his face.
Riala. Give us a question before you go to bed, bitch.
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 it doesn't give us a quest lion for you to bed.
A quest lion.
Give us a quest lion.
Roar three times at the unicorn's head. Only then will you pass the final challenge.
This must be some question.
Come on, Blake.
He's got work. Oh, nice. Yes, it's a it's quest lion time.
All right, Vi's got something.
DC's going, the Knights goes, yes, Vi had a question. Vi says, man, I'm childish. The first thing I thought of was, are you trippy?
I'm very trippy.
She's very.
Were you trippy? You ain't trippy, man.
I'm probably the most untrippy person in the world.
You wear the colours that would strike trippiness into people's minds,
souls.
But your
I'm very quite
your
sore.
Mental. Actually, no. Wait, you do come out.
Your mental.
you do come out with quite some random stuff sometimes.
I have TTMs.
Yeah. We haven't told everyone what a TTM is. A TTM is a typical trippy moment where she asks something so completely dumb you don't know how she couldn't have figured it out. What was it? It was some.
I think you should do a musical sting with some dream music. Typical trippy moment.
It's not as bad as the time Digi was watching something on the television.
Oh,
look, completely
I'll read,
dark.
No,
right?
I stole your moment there because you infected me. But basically, I was watching this show.
I think it was
about
a military tattoo.
It was some military thing that they do in Scotland in the Edinburgh Castle, and they're all playing the bagpipes and everything. And in the show, it was night time, and I was watching the program at about 2 o'clock in the afternoon. And since it was night time, obviously it wouldn't have been live. Yeah, I asked Trippy if it was a live show.
Even though it was completely different.
It was daylight outside, and
it was
the TV was very dark.
Yeah,
and I go,
"Is this
live?" There was
a very large cloud over the castle.
So yeah, I actually had a TTM.
Yes, a DTM.
A TDM.
TDM, yes.
Typical Digi moment.
It's a word.
A TDM.
Tedium.
Tedium.
Well, thanks very much.
You have a tedium moment. Can I just say, all the people who are not giving me questions.
Harass them.
Suck.
Virus.
Can you still? I haven't used MSN in ages, but can you still do that thing where you send them that shake thing so it shakes
the nudge?
Yeah.
There we go. I've just sent nudge to Jay who is away. Doing things, I suppose.
Being.
Let's put the microphone sort of vague direction of us. That would be helpful.
Yes.
No, everyone's failing. Everyone's failing. Echo, you got another question?
Echo, hit us up, man. Not literally hit me up like, in the face, but hit me up with a question.
There we go.
I only know so much about that.
Perhaps there's an idea. Perhaps you could explain a few things about knights to those who are not familiar with knights.
can you tell me about Riala and Knights? Well, Trippy, this
The relationship. I think actually people would be interested in the relationship between Riala and Knights, because there is this.
Most fangirls are.
Well, let's be honest. Most fangirls take it all up there, but let's not go there because this is a family show.
Well, Riala does like to do the whole goth thing with the claws and the nails.
He's very goth.
And,
I don't know where the nails came from.
He's very got the effeminateness.
He used to be very mean and menacing. He had big scary gold claws.
I think the reason they done that is because Knights in the first game looked more like a female, and in this one they've given it a boyish overtone. Whereas Riala,
use Julissa's voice.
Whereas Riala, I've got another question coming up.
Yes, play Draco is fine.
Alright, check me in that in a second. I'll just finish explaining this. Riala was more masculine in the first game. So they wanted to keep the whole androgynous thing going. Androgynous. That's a word I always get slipped
But Riala
up.
Has never been said to be androgynous. He was always seen
You're
as being
sort
very
of
male.
Presumed. You're yeah. sort of presumed that. Mm-hmm. But the whole relationship with Knights and Riala, now all the fangirls are going to pair them up because that's what they do.
Wow.
Right? But
they're supposed to be brothers.
They're supposed to be brothers because they were created by wise men, therefore making them brothers. So all you fangirls, think about it. But I'm not really too fond on the whole Riala and Knights pairing.
We're not talking about the pairing, though. You just have a dirty mind.
Because... I'm just
this
being
is
honest.
A serious, honest question.
Listen, we have to run this fan base. We see it day in and day out.
Yes. Many years.
But anyway, yes, they're supposed to hate each other. Okay, they're supposed to.
I think it's this whole sort of who wants to be top dog, and then top dog goes away, and the newcomer, if you like, in Riala, sort of almost wants to prove that. Yeah, I was top dog, even though he was.
He's wise man's little bitch.
Which is oddly enough, very very true.
Yes,
I suppose.
Yeah, but that's the way it is. But Knights, yeah, he's cool. He's a renegade. I like Knights.
Yes. Riala's just horribly jealous of Knights.
Riala's just
because
horribly
Knights was
camp.
Created first.
I mean, you thought Knights was camp, and then Riala came in with that black feathers and that gold mask, and it was all off there, man. So, we got any more?
Yeah, probably. Let's see what's going on. Echo's gone off.
Okay, cool.
To do food or something, probably. Jay's Disco Pony has completely failed because he's not applied at all.
Oh, well.
Vi's just in a state of, I don't know what to do. Just wonderment. Blake's going to give us more questions later. Didn't Blake have a question? All right. How did both of you get to being fans of Knights? Was it a simple play of the game, or was it something more?
Well, then, have I got a story for you, children?
Trip, you go first.
I actually was a huge Sonic fan. I was a massive Knuckles fangirl. And at that point in time, I knew a lot of people at Sega America. And one day they told me there was a new game coming out. And my first thought was, oh my god, they're killing off Sonic. They're going to replace him. And they sent me this game for the post, and they're like, try this game, like it. You'll really get to like him eventually. And I hated it.
Really?
I despised Knights. And then
it
took a really big shining to him. I had a dream, a really freaking weird dream. And then suddenly...
As you do.
And after that, I really, really liked him, and I thought, you know what? It just became catchy.
And then you just went with it.
I just went with it, and I ended up becoming bringing
the head
of the
fan
base. Entire fan
base.
Yeah,
I didn't actually know you didn't like him to begin with, because I always thought you did.
I like Knuckles. He was brilliant.
Who doesn't like Knuckles? Knuckles is like the gangster, man. Emeralds and jewels.
Right. We were doing Knuckles lyrics earlier, weren't we?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, I found out what it is.
Which one were we talking about?
Kick the Rock. We'll find out what he says. Is it a kid?
I say we perform it.
Oh yeah!
Oh yeah! Kid Rock Canyon lyrics.
All right, go on.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's see if we can find the MP3 as well, so we can sing along.
Aww. I'll do it a cappella, man. This is nothing.
I'm back.
Hang on, wait, Ecadona. See, I told you, Ecadona.
That's what I said.
Why did he say Ecadona? He's not like
I
Ecadona,
said
he's an echidna.
Like, is that what he said?
What a silly fool.
Well, he eats kebabs.
he's a cannibal that eats kebabs.
Right.
See, look, Kadona, that's what I'm representing.
Never seen a mic hog spit like a menace. Wild canyon fun, I got a chance of bat, huh? Yeah, Rouge, she's sexy and smooth. A double cross slash beats by the blame and juice. I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. That's why I stay on point like every single day. I gotta protect this place, I do it for my race.
Yeah, bruh, bruh.
I'm feeling her in mysterious ways. Yeah. That's just wrong.
I'll tell you what. I'll tell you, if you've paid attention to the Sonic Rex headers, quite a lot are from Giga.
Oh dear God. Yeah, man. So yeah. Never seen a mic hog spit like a menace.
Wow, you got it right.
Yeah. Oh, I love that. I swear to God, that's cheese all over. Ain't nobody come here and eat my plate, no. Yo, what happened? My emerald's gone. Somebody gonna get this quick, my word's sworn.
Who could have did this? That snitch named Rouge. When I catch her, I'm gonna get her with these tools. There you are. Come here, you little thief.
Then you gonna fly away and get a wick. Give up the emeralds or die. I don't love you. Yeah. Shout out to all my people upside.
I love that we just went, yeah, together. It's sing along.
Sorry, man,
hang on a minute. Right, well, that was the first entry to the next one. Right, somebody wanted to sing Supersonic Racing, didn't they?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, no.
Supersonic Racing. Now, this should be everybody.
Everybody.
For everybody.
Everybody. Now, if this is... Oh, look, Super Slick Racing instrumental.
Oh, no.
Oh, good.
Right, this will be absolutely fantastic. Right, here we go.
Are you ready?
That was all singing. I'm not singing it myself.
Well, I'll try and join in, won't I?
Well, this is more female lyrics, so this is...
Digi can do a high voice. He's fine.
Oh, thank you very much.
Everybody.
I could sing Justin Timberlake extremely well. But I won't do that here because I know none of you lot listen to Justin Timberlake, so should I? Come on, run away. That sounds like...
I just remember as a teenager sitting, playing that song over and over.
Yeah.
But anyway, listen, while that's downloading, how long would that take?
It was on my iPod, so it would be instantaneous. Oh.
Never mind then.
Right, ready?
Oh, goodness gracious. Are we doing this?
Yeah.
We are.
We will if it works.
With any luck, it won't work. Oh shit.
Yay! Come on, guys.
Oh, don't do this to me, man. Yo, this is Digivalentine and Trippy coming up, yo.
Come on, run away. You don't have to stay.
You're running out of time.
I thought it was another line.
But you're doing fine. So stay on track. And don't look back. Just feel the haste.
I thought it was pace.
Me too.
No.
Come on now, race. Everybody, supersonic racing. Gotta keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around.
Time to look
just
around.
Supersonic racing. Running a point of.
Why am I singing by myself?
Everybody's supersonic racing. Come on, let the fire burn. Nah. Everybody in the house. Everybody.
See, we know who sings.
Everybody.
Let's go.
Supersonic racing. Gotta keep your feet right on the ground. When you're supersonic racing, there's no time to look around.
Time to look
just
around.
Supersonic racing. Oh, epic song.
Yeah, man.
Don't you know, we really have to go to a place where you can feel my heart in space.
Well, that's different.
Where you can feel my heart in space. Who wrote these lyrics, man?
That is wrong.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, this is bad. No. Yeah. Failure.
Never mind, eh?
Oh well.
Yay.
This is Argent UK, DigiValentine and Trippy.
Live on the spot.
On the mic.
Yes. I just remembered something. Hang on, wait, is Echo still online?
No.
All right. I was going to say she just heard that live. Yeah. She just completely missed that. That was all. That
Supersonic racing.
That was all levels of epic. And she missed it. It could have been live for her.
Yeah, it could have been live.
Shout out to my homeboy Knuckles the Echidna up on the floating island.
Yeah.
With his emerald jewels.
Checking out Rouge. She's sexy and smooth.
But she double cross through. He's feeling in mysterious ways.
And has ferrets in her boobs. My God.
His court case comes up next week.
Oh dear. I do actually quite like this song.
I love this song.
You love this song?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't like the Radiant Edinburgh song, innit? Radiant Edinburgh. But I like that one.
Yeah.
Diamond. Resort Island is a bit camp.
Yeah.
What's the city one again?
Radical
Living in
city.
The city.
Living
Sonic
in the city.
You know you gotta survive.
Super Sonic Racing. Right on the ground. You're supersonic racing.
Yeah, man.
There's no time to look around. With a fade out.
Oh,
and it's repeating!
Loop. Oh God, this is never gonna end!
No, it's actually gonna have the lyrics in it, I think.
No.
This is gonna show us how it's done. Presumably. Nah, sorry, TJ. You're just not good enough.
What's it? TJ Davis?
TJ Davis.
Shout out to TJ Davis, wherever you are right now.
I'd like to apologise to my now friend Richard for ruining his song.
Richard Jakes, man.
Richard
Jakes. Jakes. I say Jakes. I'm terribly sorry. Richard Jakes, I apologize.
It's the common mistake.
I also apologize for wrecking your song and then your surname. I'm sorry.
Double blow. He'll never forgive me.
He doesn't even know me. How's he going to forgive me?
Oh no, if you guys. If you come down to VGL.
When is VGL?
Oh no. End of the year. He'll know you then. I'll introduce you. How about that?
By that point, we'll be mad millionaires.
Well, see,
on the Imagine Eye series. Yes.
Yes.
How would you like to plug Imagine Eye? As a question, because you've got this. I guess she's.
Oh, you're clicking me. All right, yeah. So you want me to hype it up here for the people?
Go on.
Anyway.
Imagine Eye. Hello.
Imagine Eye the people.
Yeah. Imagining.
Dreaming all your dreams.
Anyway, yeah, basically, it's Trippy's design. Basically what it is she was inspired by the whole night storyline one day and made this big epic story. But for legal reasons, obviously, we can't use the official night storyline. We've gone and rewrote it, so it's all her own.
Can I just say this poem? La 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 la.
Yeah.
La la la.
Okay. Basically, we've rewrote it so that it's all our own stuff now.
No, can I just say that it was actually hardly anything to do with Knights anymore anyway, because I'd added so much stuff to it, it was non-recognizable, so it's completely
technically
my own thing.
Yeah, that is true. But basically, what Imagine is it's just it's Trippy's own comic and manga that she's working on. And she's done the scarily suicidal thing of putting me on the production as well. So I'm in charge of motivating her and making sure she doesn't get sidetracked while also nagging and making the occasional piece of toast. So, but yeah, basically it's just something that you might want to check out when it's up and running.
Yes.
So we'll appreciate that. Come to the website,
www.imagine.com.
I'll spell it for you, because if you people don't know how to spell it, you'll never find it. Imagni. Yeah, man. Imagine. See? Skeen, man. I'm chatting Jamaican to you. Skeen. Skeen. You know what I'm saying? Sonic Heroes flying in through. See, I don't know all the Sonic Heroes songs. It's quite... Did Knuckles get a song in Sonic Heroes?
Not really, and that's actually wrong, because it's Team Dark Swim, and that's actually wrong. Yeah.
Tap the rhythm against the floor, look for another door.
To look for... No. Oh. Yeah, I'm shaking to the mystery of the night.
I see.
I'm so lyrically
buggered in the presence of these two, I tell you. I am vocally poor. I'm vocally bankrupt. That's why I am.
Come on, man. You're not as bad as me.
He's a rapper.
I'm a rapper. I can't sing. That's the reason I rap. If I could sing, I would.
There we go. That's the lyrics for your next verse, isn't it? Yeah. Next verse of your next song.
There we go. I'll write it down.
Yeah, here's a pen.
I forgot it already. Never mind.
Anyway.
Cool. Yeah. How long have we been recording? So
it's
wow,
40 minutes.
40 minutes. Marathon business.
Marathon. Oh, see, you two are such amateurs. I'm sorry.
We can't do 3 hour shows on my computer.
No, the reason
we have 5 hour shows we need to do.
The reason we do 1.5 hour shows is because all our little knights fans can't handle the long shows. I mean,
yeah,
we've done
a
new.
They just can't handle it, man.
They can't handle it because they've all got busy lives and
yes.
they don't want to listen to a 2 hour
idiot,
long
idiot. You can't handle the idiot.
They can't handle the fan base. They come in. No, I can't handle the fan base, man. I'm the co-admin.
I try my hardest.
Nah, we love the Knights fan base. They're all controversial. Every last one of you, mother. Hush your mouth, Didge. Nah, it's cool. I love them.
Parental advisory. Explicit.
Terribly sorry.
Yeah, it's fine.
We'll get the censorship
pile. I don't fucking care.
Hey!
Swearing!
Can I just ask you, why on earth have you got a tape measure?
Because we need to. Yes, we got. To, well.
Sorry.
I don't want to boast. No, basically, we had a load of furniture come in, guys. I need to check. Basically, it fitted.
Right.
That's cool. Why that's there.
Cool.
Long stuff. So, yeah. So, we've got this stuff tomorrow where you're going to be dressed as Sonic.
Yes, I am.
Aren't you?
It's epic.
I'm representing. I was going to say the rival fan base, but
it's
you're not really
a rival.
You're just sort of like
Knights appeared in more Sonic games than he's appeared in Knights games.
I was going to say rival, but it's the wrong word because we're sort of like
friends.
We're distant cousins. We're the people on the other side of the fence.
We're the scary relatives in the room.
It's like if you were to go to a
barbecue. We're your neighbours who we borrow a cup of sugar in by way of a cameo appearance every so often.
Yeah, yeah, basically, yeah, that's exactly.
Good analogy.
But
yeah.
You're always quite scared to knock on a door because you're not quite sure what to expect from them.
Hey! Hurry, Alice.
There's the weird granny on the porch area in the rocking chair. The old
yeah.
cat lady.
That could be it.
Wearing a jester hat. That'll be me.
And I'll be the grandpa with a shotgun.
Get off my lawn! I've got a slight beef with you.
Oh god,
wow.
Here we go.
On the Knights forum.
Oh, what's up?
Because if you're a non-registered member, you're a guest, and you should surely be a visitor.
Oh, that's a very good idea.
Yeah, you know what? Right, let's be honest. Let's be honest. Okay, right. The reason we hired staff for the forums is because we didn't particularly want to be in there all day every day because we've got other stuff to get on with. And over time, we've actually been running the forums less compared to the other staff members who I will attempt to shout out right now, who are Enemy Yosei, Ika-chan, Joff, and Purgatory. Yes.
And our awesome, awe-inspiring, always ever ready admin, Colin.
Yes. Speaking of which,
nobody knows about him. He just runs the website behind the scenes.
I was also going to quickly plug Okinawa Convention, but it's already fully booked, so there's no point in doing
no
it.
Point.
Basically, if all you guys missed Okinawa Convention in Glasgow in November 2008,
woo!
Well done. Well done for missing it because it's going to be gash.
No, it's going to be good.
No. But yeah, when it's on, you better come, Ark.
What? Why? You've just told me it's full. Yeah,
no.
Come up to Edinburgh to this thing that you won't be able to get into. Cheers, man.
It's basically Scotland's largest attempt at an anime convention. It wasn't last year. It was in 2006. Me and Trippy went, and that's where Trippy showed off the whole Knight's costume and won the award and for most
yes.
elaborate shit. And, sorry, excuse my language.
That's right. We've got this tag. We've got this little thing that turns on the parental advisory. There hasn't been one for a while. So fuck it, you know?
All that shit. But anyway.
Yeah, we don't have to go too overboard, though.
No, of course, okay.
Because there are 12-year-olds listening to this.
They are.
But then again, they're probably using that language
anyway. Do you want to know something? We had 10-year-old kids in our forum.
Yeah. Actually, I'll tell you, so we had a
10-year-old.
At CAA UK HQ, we actually had a Football Manager Live mod day.
was it Mod Day or was it a fan day? One of those. Mm-hmm. And one of the guys there was 8.
Wow. Really?
Yeah, and he ran his own site. He ran his own site. It was one of the major sites, and he was 8. So
that's impressive.
What, was it a good site? Like?
Yes, apparently so.
Get out.
His little sister runs a website as well. Though,
well, so no, it's not. My little sister.
It's cute.
She might as well just have a MySpace page. With the amount of crap that's on there.
What is it then? What is it?
I don't know.
You don't know?
I don't know, man.
You slag it off and you don't know.
No, I went there once. Really no, cute. But my sister, she ain't ever going to listen to this. She don't know her way around the internet.
Yeah, she
and if she did, she'll be quite scared if she found out what I talk about half the time. But she'll be like, what's this? But actually, no. She came to the website once, didn't she? Yeah. Anyway, let's shout out to my sister.
Hey,
she will never hear this. She doesn't know where she's going on the internet. But anyway, sorry, we were talking about Okinawa quickly.
Yeah.
Yes, Okinawa is an anime convention, largest one in Scotland, started in 2006, organised extremely poorly.
She doesn't say that.
Well, it was, let's be honest.
I thought it was good.
Trippy acquired a stalker, to which I got extremely scared and ended up running around the place trying to hunt him down. If he comes
again. Did you find him?
Yes, of course. I confronted him. And
did you hit him?
No.
I couldn't.
I shook his thumb.
Fool.
She shook his thumb by accident.
I was so scared.
She went to shake his hand. I was there the whole time. She went to shake his hand and he done a thumbs up. For some unknown reason, because you don't do a thumbs up at point blank range to someone. And he done that. Hey. Yeah, so it was like that. And yeah.
Maybe sort of thinking pull my finger, but just sort of
but
pull
anyway,
my thumb.
So anyway, he acquired the name Odd Job because he was quite scary.
Odd Job.
And yeah.
I want him to come back again.
I
so
want
I can
him
say
to
hello.
I want him now. I want him to wear a bowler hat
and take it off and throw it.
No, because I throw it at you.
But yeah, so basically
take one of the top of your horns off.
Okinawa 2008 is kind of fully booked right now, so you know.
Is it gangster?
It won't be. Sorry. No way in hell.
It will be. Wildflower is coming.
Yeah, no, it's going to be quite good. Hopefully they might have organised it better this year because last, in 2006.
The only thing that was wrong with it last year was there was no maps. And I'm apparently.
It was their
really
first attempt at a convention. They'd done a 4-day convention and it's like too long. So they're ironing out over the years. And so next time they do one, all you people, get all you Sonic fans up there, represent the Sonic fan base, because last time we had a really good Amy Rose cosplayer and she really sold it.
She's coming tomorrow.
Oh yeah, she's going
to
be
I wonder
there.
If she's going to be coming as Amy Rose, if she is amazing.
Yeah. That'll be if she tries to hang around you. That's going to be interesting. Because you're going to get, all the Knights are going to get extremely jealous and hit Amy.
Yeah.
Massive cat fight on the middle of the sun battle bus.
Knights versus Amy Rose.
You might have a hammer, but I've got studded boots with buckles at that.
Yeah, man.
Oh my god, tomorrow.
Why are you getting so nervous, man?
Because I'm the one who has to talk, because you don't have to say a single thing.
Nice.
What if you want? I'll. No, I can't actually.
So how? Actually, one of the things I wanted to ask you, because I was actually having a conversation with somebody about this the other day,
mm-hmm.
for various reasons,
mm-hmm.
What's the current feelings about Owl?
I still like Owl.
Okay.
I think he's cute.
Current feelings about Owl is about 90% of the forum thinks he talks too much. About
I find that funny. 5%.
No, wait. Let's narrow that down. About 7% like him, and the remaining few percent just, you know, whatever. He's okay, he's alright.
I think because you don't take him seriously, he's a good character, and the fact that he's just there to be made fun of, and that's the purpose of him, really.
Why do I seem to recall there being an owl in the Sonic storyline at some point? Where did
you're
I,
thinking
I,
of the you're
thinking, I think you might think of Omachow.
No, I seem to remember this owl.
It was the Thorn Island
in
one.
Yeah, was it? Was it? Yeah, it was. They went to the floating island, and instead of expecting to see Knuckles, there was this owl there.
Yeah, I was so depressed.
What are you doing? Sorry.
Well, it was like, was it? he didn't go, Hooter, visitor.
Well,
might,
well done.
Visitor. Well done, visitor.
Well done.
Visitor.
Terrible.
Actually, oh, that's something you have to do.
What's that?
Remix out.
Yeah, put it over
voice.
A drum and bass
yeah.
beat like.
Well. I'll do it. I will do it. It's done. It's going to be on the next Knights album that I'm doing. Themes to Dreams 3 coming never, because I'm never inspired. But I'll get it done.
Along with Knights of the Jeans.
Visitor.
Visitor. Visitor. Terrible. Visitor. Visitor.
That was so well timed, man. Give me a high five there. Yeah, man. That's freestyling if I'm
hey.
What time is it now?
He's too powerful for you, my boy. Oh, look, it's that playful rascal.
it's that playful rascal who's knocked me off my feet and hurt me and broken my wing and laughed as I was trying to drown.
It's now coming up to 11 o'clock here in London City. You're tuned into, what is it? Dread Factor. What did we title this
Dread
show?
Sector.
Dread Sector.
Actually, that does sound like a good name for a radio. The Dread Sector.
Dread Sector.
This is where we discuss Dreadnoughts at length. So, yeah. So he lost. I think he was actually a bit upset about that.
Yeah, he was.
He was a bit upset about that. But he had a bit of a slight whinge. It was only a slight whinge. I will grant that. I'm completely falling down in my seat. Not what else going on. He had a slight whinge. But unfortunately, a slight whinge at me, and I gave him really, really good marks. I've really got no idea. Did I give him like 9 and 8? I think I gave him.
Something like that. Yeah,
yeah, but that's the thing, you see. It's judged. It's different people, you know. Mm. One was me, one was American, one was gay. You know, you're going to get a slightly different range there.
But no, shout out to Dreadnoughts. What so, I wanted to do actually.
Is he on?
Let's have a look.
Is he on?
No, he's not.
No, he's not. Oh,
boo!
Give me his phone number, I'll call him up.
Hi, you don't know me, but.
No, but his version of Dreams has gone down in history as probably one of the greatest things I've ever heard in my life. Not for the shit, no, he's. Obviously, it was comedic. And we had actually. Me and Trippy finished our Dreams version. Before we heard the song through, and I actually wanted to go back and add on the end a little shout out to Dreadnoughts' little, what's his line? Get on the bed so I can dream my delight all over you. I wanted to put that in there somewhere. That was great, man. He had that on for me. But yeah.
Oh yeah.
So anyway, next Rex Factor is gonna be duets.
Yes.
What are we gonna do then? Because
I'm not gonna do anything because I'll probably cause some controversy again.
No, look.
No, I'm joking.
To all those who have some kind of problem with this.
No, there's nobody with a problem.
There's nobody with a problem.
If you had a problem, then
they're bitch flaps, aren't they?
It would be a little more than that because I've got Turkish brothers who live around me, and it's just, you know, not even a phone call. I'll just click, right? So you ain't got a problem. Trust me, you ain't got a problem.
See, the Sonmez Society.
Yeah, the Sonmez group.
The Sonmez Society.
If you see any Mercedes Benz pull up outside your house, don't even bother running. You won't make it.
Right?
The funny thing is, he's not joking.
Conversely, if you see a Volvo Estate appear, you're probably all right. Yeah. Right, where's... there's Dreads. Let's have that in the background. Oh, that's the trial run. We want the actual one. Where is it?
What is Dread?
That's the name of the song.
Ah, right, okay. What the... Oh, is that what it was called?
This is Dreadnoughts, a.k.a. Sven
Jassy. Yeah, it's cool.
You all a very merry Christmas.
Visitor. So we give us this background. For no other reasons than I feel like it. All right.
Oh, yeah.
In the dream magazine.
You are not far
away. It's not bad, man.
Honestly,
he can hold a note.
He can. They say he can. I mean the newer one, which was what was it? Jingle All the Way. He had some.
I can hear you calling me.
It's at that point where he starts to sort of go.
He slips over into comedy and then he comes back and sings seriously and he's back to comedy.
Jingle Away was actually very good. I mean, he did deliberately try and sing properly. Unfortunately, he might have been thinking that, but at the same time, he was doing it inadvertently, still doing it slightly more comedic.
Yeah. This is really quite distracting.
It's got such a golden voice.
God, you're break down like win that game where you're flying around. Knights, they probably call it. Uh-huh. Get down. I dream of you, you dream of me in the nights, honey. Just get on the bed, babe, and I'll dream my delight all over you.
Yeah, no, so I just wanted to hear their reaction to that line. Let's not have that. Let's have some.
Oh, dude.
Let's have some Knights. It's one of those things where name checking me does not help.
Oh, this bloody mission.
Both Knights, indeed. Yes, I must admit. We got the opportunity to go home and play Knights on the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as I got home, I completely toasted Domble on it. After struggling so badly, it was just like, you know, it was like barely any time at all to get the A's. Now that you've completed, we can presumably talk about the end.
Yes.
Even though, like, Sega nerds were already posting spoilers of the ending anyway. But
yeah, well, that's a little bit my fault, I suppose.
Nah, it's cool though.
Shame on you.
they very kindly locked it up for us.
Thank you, Sega.
That's very kind of them.
Shout out to Sega nerds.
Sega to Graham.
Hello.
So
we'll talk about the ending. Did you want to talk about
One of the things that I always thought, I mean, I'm not sure if I said this when I was with you guys, but I was looking at the father and the mother and thinking they were Elliot and Clara's.
Probably
would still have blue and pink hair.
I don't think they would.
Didn't the dad have like sort of darky bluey
kid brown hair,
darky brown, darky bluey brownie?
It was
mauve,
just,
you know, it's all the same.
I don't know, I thought it was a bit jet black, sort of like.
Well, the mother had sort of same ish.
The mum looks like my mum, it's really creepy.
Yeah. Anyway. Your mum is not in Journey of Dreams then, right?
She is!
But, I don't know.
But yeah, so technically they insinuated killing off Knights.
Didn't they?
He got so upset over that.
Look, man, I'll be honest with you. Yeah, no one wants to see their favorite game character die like that. All those Final Fantasy VII fanboys were pissing tears out when Aerith got stabbed up. Yeah. So when Knight's done that stupid thing where he's bowing in and he's sort of dissolving into nothing.
We best explain this. Knight takes on Wise Man in a final showdown along with the two guys whose names escape me at this moment.
Will and Helen.
And
sacrifices himself.
Yes. To save their dreams and to banish Nightmare forever. The Wise Man very, very wisely points out that as his aim is to defeat everything Nightmare based, as Knight is actually a nightmare, that would involve actually him being destroyed as well.
Yeah.
And obviously, the kids don't particularly want to. Yes, you've made me feel so better. Oh, yeah. Yes. But eventually they agree to help Knights destroy himself.
Yeah.
And of course they succeed. And as all shades of nightmare disappear, Knights turns to the kids. Bows and its way and
turns to
dissolves into snow.
Well, yeah, I suppose that's what it was, isn't it? Because the last scene is snow, basically.
Yeah.
But they're frolicking around in particles of night, so it's really quite creepy.
Oh.
But, yeah, so...
Well, they did... I mean, there's a secret end in... if you get sort of overseas and everything, or A's and everything?
Oh, over A's. You get the proper...
If you,
over A's?
No.
A's.
If you get every single grade above a C,
yeah.
It unlocks the last chapter with the yellow... Idea. I'm going to say Idea. It's not Idea. I'll get out of my face. Right? It's the yellow Idea.
Isn't that the hope one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right? And then you have to complete that last mission, and it's still the last proper final ending. Right?
No, it's actually it's
when you get
the first ending you get without having C's, right?
Is
Wise
just
Man
one.
At the end of it says, "As long as there's heart and as long as there's darkness in the heart of men, you can never kill off Nightmare." Therefore, it means there's Knights doesn't die.
Yeah, yeah, he's Wise Man's. Yeah, Wise
you can't
Man
can't get rid of evil in the universe.
Yeah, which is why at the very end, after all the credits, you still see Knights because you can't actually kill Nightmares.
He's
because as long as there's just one human on this planet
who's a nasty man
who has some sort of darkness in his heart, then Wise Man and all that are going
to
exist.
Yeah, so, yeah, so the only way to kill off Knights is to kill off the entire human race.
Basically, yeah. Yes.
That'll be the name.
I'd actually quite like to see in sort of Knights 3, if they ever get around to doing a Knights 3, a really sort of nightmare taken over.
Yeah.
Nightopia. Mm-hmm. I really see like it like entrenched. Well, and maybe Knight sort of getting Knight's hands dirty a little bit. It's almost like sort of like tainted a bit in the way.
Well,
he was.
Actually, we had this. Well, it was basically going back to the Imagine-y stuff again.
Not really.
One of these ideas that we had, well, just back in the old days.
In the old days when
but in the old days
fan fiction
in the old
internet.
The old days when
there
when
was
Knight was
fan
young.
Fiction. Yes, before Journey of Dreams news came about,
yeah.
We actually wanted another game to show Knights his past, because Knights is a Nightmaren.
Yeah.
And we wanted to show him as the evil being he was created to be,
before
but then slowly sort of becoming more free-willed and everything.
Yes, Knights Free Descent to Nightmare, I think should be the title.
Yes. So it would have been nice to see the transition from.
There's going to be Knights into Awesome, remember?
Knights into Awesome.
Journey into Awesome, Knights into Awesome.
But yes.
Yeah.
So yeah, anyway, listen, on a serious note, if there is going to be a Knights 3, Izuka-san, telephone. Izuka.
He's on
telephone.
The phone.
Is it Izuka right now? Izuka, yes, Izuka, call up your boy Digi Valentina, come help you make it, yeah, because you know you need a bit of help. See?
That's a text. Alright.
Cool.
Which you might have gathered. By the powers of your ears, you might have gathered that was a text.
Of course.
But he. Yeah, so. That's that. What?
What's playing?
What
right?
The hell is that? I think that. That's the Arabian Nights from Aladdin. What the smeg? Okay, Knight's Journey. That should.
Oh, hang on, it's already playing one.
Crystal Choir Labyrinth Guide. There we go.
Everyone hates this level, but I think it's really good.
It's because it's
well,
a complete.
It's not really good, but
it's a complete. Mash up on the mind. It's because
it's
like
you're easy though.
Yeah, it's easy once
can
you know where you're going.
Can I just say big up for the harpsichord that seems to be playing there.
Oh yeah, yeah. Dun,
dun, dun. The music
with a bit of a
hip hop
beat, I like this. I could spit my freestyles to this. If I could freestyle, that is.
Crystal Castle's still got the best music.
I was actually gonna go for it.
It does sound like something from Peter Pan the Pirates though.
It
yeah.
does a bit.
Question me now. Oh, has Jay got a question? Oh yes, Jay's got a question. Oh no. Oh. Disco Ponies is say. Does he have a question? No.
Nah,
okay. You suck.
Right. His actual words are nah. Soz for the hugely late reply. Laughing face.
Laughing face. You suck.
Tell him GTFO.
There we go. You can take your interactive Care Bear avatar and
oh, get him with his Care Bear avatar, man. What is that, some gangster Care Bear?
Yeah, so I'm in a bitchy mood today.
Oh, you harsh
man. You're harsh man. I'm harsh man. Well, you suck. Because you can't think of a question.
Oh.
Okay, here's an idea. Think of a question for me or the show. Not why are you harsh. Ugh. So I'm in a strange mood. It's been a long day and I've dealt with a load of bollocks today, frankly. So it's one of those.
I must say I'm liking the office here. It's got a very studio feel to it. Like recording this, it doesn't feel like I'm recording the show in a bedroom. Oh my god, it actually feels like I'm gone to a studio.
Not in a bedroom.
You know, no. I'm 6 floors above the main street in London, and it feels official. I'm loving it, like McDonald's,
which we just had.
Yes, we had nice McDonald's paid for by the Sega buck.
I had a cheeseburger. Hey. No, I'm a cheap man, you know. I keep the budget low.
Even though you just flew my ass down here, but still.
Yeah. So we got no more questions. So yeah, I mean, we got Knights. I mean, I like the way they did the sort of like the tea of this all spoiler warning, but nobody cares. I mean, you should have bought you should have bought the game, played it through, and beaten it by now. Yeah. You know.
Yes.
The sort of the almost like the tease they did at the end, mm-hmm. where all the power goes out.
Yeah, yeah. I love that part.
That was good because it was all happy ending. Bang! Yeah. Massive power outage. Oh. Yeah.
And
you're left thinking, oh crap.
Yeah, something's
basically
about to happen.
It's not very usual that like a level gets interrupted because you're going on the last lap, well, the mm-hmm. second last lap, and you're like about to get somewhere and it just gets cut short. It's so weird. It's brilliant, man.
Also, I will say this. Leading up to the fight with Wise Man, all that cutscene, yeah? Mm-hmm. Forget Sephiroth, okay? Wise Man is a birth of a god. I'm telling you, that is gangster. It's a shame the fight was too easy.
Yeah.
But, you know.
And what's just the part, right? The only thing that lets that whole scene down is the part where Knights is chained up, yeah? And it's still got a cheerful in the night music in the background, and Knights is just like dangling.
It sounds like someone's got their MP3 player in the background.
It's the happiness of
the children.
This happens to the children. The children are here to save the day.
Oh god.
I must say, I do
watch the dad, right? He's
the
quite
dad,
creepy.
The dad looks quite creepy. I don't like the dad.
Yeah, well, I'll wait for that to load up and then we'll discuss Will's Last Night. Hang on, who's that one? Is that...
That's the intro.
Event Conscience. I must say, Riala is good in the way because Riala makes some good points.
Yeah.
I think, and it turns about sort of Knights' power, and that Knights is sort of vampiric in a way.
In a sense, yes. In a sense, yes, he does use humans so he can have his own fun.
Yes.
But
it's all for a good cause.
He's also. I mean, technically, he. Alright, he uses Will and Helen so he can have his fun, but he's also helping them out in return, so therefore it's sort of like a. I help you, you help me sort of thing. Riala's the real bitch, let's be honest.
Right.
Oh, we've got a question.
We've got five questions.
Good God.
It's the Disco Pogues Magnificent Five.
Okay, go for it. Hang on.
I'm sure to have it on there.
Magical sound jar.
Yeah. Oh, I don't have Magnificent Seven theme on here. I just fail all around today, isn't it? Oh well, Digi, can you do the Magnificent Seven theme?
I don't even know what that sounds like, man.
Oh, why am I bloody bothering? Seriously, just why am I bothering?
Sorry, mate. I don't.
Right. Know. Anyway.
Anyway, yes.
Anyway, so this is the Disco Ponies, Disco Ponies crappy
okay,
five.
Right.
I don't know the Knights guys or what they are about. I'm guessing they're about Knights, Disco Ponies.
Yeah, I mean, it's a bit of a hint there, mate.
As for me, did you watch the Sonic show? Yes, I did watch the Sonic show.
No, I didn't.
No.
Okay. Right. We don't know what that is.
Yeah.
Right. Question two. What are your thoughts on the new SSMB forum rejig?
As far as, well, I don't know.
It's alright.
Well, since, I don't know, I sort of went in there, introduced myself, said hello. So this tune is real gangster. But anyway, carry on. I went in there, introduced myself, and no one said hello. So I feel quite
left
out. You cold-hearted, but it was cool though. I'm liking it.
Wait, Free, how did you feel about Dredd's response to your running comments on his song in your last episode? We've already covered this, actually.
Yes,
but
we have,
you also didn't know that.
Yeah, because you're out.
Again, I would like to point out, I gave him really good marks. So,
yes, man.
So, hey.
Are you still planning?
Are you still planning on taking Radio X to a live format for season 3? Well, technically, we have. technically, we have. We've got an audience of none at the moment, but... There's more coming our way. In fact, let's just really scare Disco Ponies and give him a voice clip
So yeah, this is actually a snippet of Radio Redux Live, just to prove that we have been doing it. So yeah, say hello, guys.
Live. Yeah, man, this is Digi Valentine, and
this is Trippy.
Yeah, and we're doing this show live right now.
Yeah. So yeah. So that's sort of proving it. So yeah. There we go. And question 5: what is Sonic Unleashed? I'm guessing it's a title that Sega trademarks.
Yeah, I heard something quite pathetic the other day that I want to rant about. Is that cool?
Oh, and Sega nerds.
No.
About that.
Oh yeah, some woman having a big rant about Sonic Unleashed, and she suggested.
Yep.
That they killed off Sonic.
Hell
yeah.
I heard about this. Yes, I certainly did hear about this. I also heard about this, I don't know, with Sonic 06, with Secret Rings, with everything all the way back to about, Sonic Heroes, at least. Yeah. This is nothing new. I'm going to completely ignore it, basically.
Yeah.
Well,
because.
So I keep on saying the ghetto again.
Well, yeah, basically, we just read up on it, and some stupid woman online.
Were you going to say she was a stupid bitch?
Yes, I was. But I think I'm pushing my luck with this.
Well, jeez.
Yeah, but she was just saying how they should kill off Sonic, or at least give over.
He said, "Give him to Sony."
Get it to Sony.
What?
Of all people, what? Are you fucking nuts? I will come to your house, man, and I will swear to God, you will get raided.
Can I say? She could have made it slightly worse. She could have said, "Let's give it to EA."
Yeah, man.
Yeah, can you imagine? Because this would be the soundtrack, okay, for any Sonic game from now on, okay.
You're gonna put.
There we go.
Yeah, I know, man. I know. What's wrong? I'm like on the need for speed.
Yeah, so do I. So do I. But this will be.
This is the new
Sonic game, guys. Okay, this is the theme tune for Sonic Chronicles.
Yeah.
Bass. Bass.
Very good. Very
or we can
good.
Just have that one instead. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so this is Sonic under EA rules now. Sonic is now also wearing he's obviously wearing a leather jacket and shades and studs.
And he's rolling around in a Toyota MX-5 with the chrome alloys and the sides.
No, actually, and the just Alpine. The no, be, no. If this is EA, we can set it down slightly now. Surely he'd be riding a Nissan Skylark, or whatever it is.
Nissan Skyline, yeah. Skyline, he would be wearing that.
He'd be sorting that out, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He'd have rims on the shoes.
He'd have.
He'd have little spinners on the side.
Yeah. Man.
And
he will roll with a crew.
He would roll, and also he'd have the opportunity to put specific vinyl tags on his arms.
Of course.
On
top of which, you have turf walls as well. You'll be fighting for turf. The Green Hill Zone will be under attack every day. You know, we'll be doing this thing.
Yeah, that's enough of that.
Cut it off.
Kirk, let's have Cackling Chameleon on.
Lynn's favourite.
I hate this boss.
Nah, it's because the boss irritates you, isn't it? I found this boss to be quite
fun. The music makes it more irritating because it's like he's laughing at your inability to kill him, and it just gets worse.
Yeah. Also, while we're on air, Sega, bring back Jackal, please. Thank you.
Yeah,
I've already asked this.
What's going on, man? What's going on? What's this chameleon thing about?
Crikey, there was enough people complaining that it wasn't different enough.
Well, you know. There's a way you can't. The way I see it is,
you can either have different or you can have similar things, and they chose to do really similar.
The one thing I've learned while being co-admin of this fan base is that you are never gonna get people happy.
Yeah, okay? Well, that's the same with any fandom, especially
especially the Sega fan base.
Fan base is absolutely terrible. You should all be ashamed of yourselves, frankly, and go and support Sony. You know, they need the fans. They haven't got the consoles. So they might as well.
I was watching that. Was it YouTube thing? PlayStation 3, How You Killed Your Brand.
Oh, the song.
The song. It's quite funny.
PlayStation 3 song. It's fantastic.
It's very good.
We're going to have a. Is it still going? Oh, come on. Never mind, anyway. This is Will's last night ending.
Yes.
Good game.
Does he say freaking cool?
That black kid tries to hump him, man.
He does at the end in the video.
Can I just say that was a very nice placing of a stone?
Yeah.
That was actually quite clever.
You know, that was knights putting the stone there. You know, just leaving it.
And the whole breath's coming. Although he's turning to Alex Kidd at that point.
I really love the endings. The FMV was the best FMV part was.
Oh, it's so pretty. Oh shit, what's going on?
What
stupid caretaker turned the lights off while someone was on the blooming stage?
What I want to know is how did it get so dark so quickly? It shows you him when it's like sunset, suddenly it's like 12 o'clock at night.
That's true.
How does that
Because happen? He was kicking the ball and it was sunset and now it's 12 o'clock.
Again, I'd like to put out, where's
the mother,
Helen's mother at that point?
she's with Will's father. Sitting over there.
Yeah, sorry, your little girlfriend's now going to be your sister.
Yeah, don't think of doing anything over there. Hello. It's little particles of night falling from the sky.
Wiseman dandruff.
She looks scarily like my sister. That's quite.
She does, and she's called Selin.
Yeah, Selin and Helen. And they both play violin, are they? Yeah, stop laughing. It's not that funny. He just died.
You're like, yay!
Goodness gracious me.
Yes, you found each other. Yes, how wonderful.
Yeah. Anyway, Night's Free soon comes, starring Digi Valentine and Trippy.
Oh, I forgot about that, actually. In the fan base, there was a bunch of people remaking the original game for the Xbox.
Oh,
and they were
going
to put me and Digi in as.
Yeah, because Keechi guy had. Was it? She was gonna. She done Clarice's remodel on the character sprite.
It looked really good as well. They actually got to work on the Xbox. It was brilliant.
Indeed. But we've got the final Wiseman battle ending. Will. Is that working?
Prepare to receive my judgment.
Yeah, man.
It's really funny because he goes, I'm gonna
battle. And what's up with.
Why is he wearing the mask again?
Because he just got.
Night.
Who does that chair belong to? Because wise man can't fit in that
one. Wise man's got a giant ass. He can't be able to fit in it.
Come on, you got to admit, he does look pretty gangster.
He's badass.
Shut up, wise man.
Yeah.
What's that about?
No matter what. So there was no sound there of it hitting the floor, and there's no floor.
Yeah, exactly.
Because we have free will.
No, you are
Will. Okay, it's like, falls to the end. Your name is Will.
Free Will. That's when you know the shit's hitting the fan. You ain't gonna wake up from that.
This part, though, is really stupid because they should keep the creepy music. They put all the big dramatic...
In the meantime, Wise was just standing there.
Yeah, he's going, woo, I've got eyes in my hands. I've got a chair that I can't sit in.
He's obviously
Hi-ya!
Very
and
angry.
It's like a Karate Power Rangers pose. What's that about?
It's like Shadow and Sonic at the end.
Oh, I'm so badass.
The whole game should have been like that.
Then who created him?
The humans. But who created the humans?
The Great Mother.
But who created the Great Mother? Wiseman the Great.
Time to wake up.
Thank you, knights.
Oh yeah, that's not the.
That wasn't the one where he actually dies, but yeah. Just as well. I don't want
to
see him die. Please, God, give me a break.
It was very emo.
That was a really bold dream. Hey! His dad is such a gump.
Will wait for it. He's now going to get hacked from behind
by the black kid.
He gets humped. Seriously.
I mean, what's that about? The people in charge of doing the CG obviously done that as some kind of joke. Look, he's going to get attacked right now.
It's so wrong.
Slide in, bang,
bang, bang, bang, bang, bang.
That is really bad.
Will's wondering what the hell's going on. He scored twice.
apparently recorded live doesn't count. It's live where on? It's on our ears.
It was on Skype for one person.
Mm-hmm. It's on Skype for one. To turn your IM sound off, I'm not going to leave you alone. Yeah, okay. Fine. Are you on Skype? No, you're not. You suck. There we go. You know, any more questions from Echo Hawk? Because Echo Hawk's the one bothering to answer. Find out, I suppose. Yeah. So,
Right, clocking on 11:30.
Clocking on 11:30.
Still pretty busy outside, man. I've forgotten how busy this place is.
It's London.
Edinburgh
doesn't
is quiet, man. Edinburgh is well quiet. In Edinburgh, everyone's asleep by like 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
No, they're not.
Okay, no, they're not. They're not.
Okay, it's true. You can walk down the middle of a road in Edinburgh at night time and not get hit by a car once. It's impressive.
And have a look out the window. Excuse me.
He's not really. He's actually stealing everything.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I was born and raised from London, so, you know,
he knows the way.
Being an actual thief.
So we're lagging a bit now, but it is like, you know, 11:30. So we've got a good variety of questions coming up, apparently. That'd be handy. Oh yeah, that's the Iron Man flight, which you can't see.
Oh.
You haven't seen that.
Oh.
You ain't seen it.
Are
it's
you
gone.
Sure? But I just saw something.
Shut up.
did the Masters,
Digi and Trippy meet through their fandom? Yes, they did. Actually, can we have the story again?
Yeah, go on, because I'm one of those.
It's a tale of romance and love and
triumph and dreams of triumph over
adversity and misfortune.
Actually, I have to say, it wasn't very nice because we both had really horrible nightmares, and that's why we got together.
Well, no, that's when we got together, but when we actually met, okay, yeah. It trails back to.
It was memorable.
When we were kids, the UK had a Sonic the Comic thing out here, and Trippy used to send artwork in.
Trippy was the comic.
Yeah. I was in there every other week.
She used to send her fan art in, and I would be all the way in London, a little mini digi.
What
reading.
Age were you back then? If I was about 11 or 12, you would have been like 9 years old.
Probably, yes.
Frail snatcher.
It's alright, I don't mind. I like the older women. But no, anyway, and I just sort of liked her artwork even from then, but I didn't have no idea who she was.
You used to RP as my characters before you even knew.
Yeah, I used to do like little live RPs with my cousins, and because I always got put as Tails, no disrespect, I love Tails, yeah, but after so long, you get fed up of being Tails, right? So I was just like, I'm going to be that character, and I ended up being her character a lot. And then it came to me being online, and I was actually a member of the Sonic Stadium message boards for a while, but you put Tails is female, how convenient. Thank you, trip down memory lane for me, eh?
Yeah.
Thanks, man, you always think of everything. But yeah, so I was at Sonic Stadium message board for a while, and then ended up leaving for whatever reason, and I happened onto Trippy at DeviantArt back in the day when we were on DeviantArt.
Back when it was a good place.
Back when it was a good place, and that is going to be gash. And I had always wanted to be part of a Knights fan base, but there was never any online. All of the ones that I had found had been disbanded, no one was on there, it was all dead, ghost town. And Trippy had this little forum of people, sort of underground, not really advertised well, and I sort of joined up there. Became the resident rapper, done my thing, and she liked it, and we collaborated on a few songs
here
and there.
Yeah, it really started when we first done the Digi Dreamin' song.
Yeah, Digi Dreamin', that's an old
song. That was our first
thing.
Song together, yeah. And it was an eerie thing that we actually got together in the end.
Yeah, because I done this song because I just recently got cheated on by an ex-girlfriend, and she sort of contributed to the song because
that's
you were suffering
true.
Something
was
similar.
The first time you ever contacted me was because you wanted a commission off me.
Yeah.
Because you were trying to get back together with your old girlfriend,
yeah.
And you asked me to do a picture for her.
Yeah, and then she sort of really cut me off badly, and
yeah.
I was like, okay, that's it, enough. And then I just hung around with Trippy and them on their forums, and at some point I visited Trippy in real life, and I've got to be honest, when I first met Trippy online, I was on sort of a rebound at the time from my ex, and I sort of told Trippy I like you, and Trippy, I think she got a bit scared because she never replied to my email back then, but she was nice and she kept talking to me, she didn't hold it against me or some shit. But we met up in real life.
I was flattered.
We met up in real life, and I liked her again. I didn't actually stop liking her. It was sort of an on and off thing. Every time I thought, oh, you know, I'm beginning to like her again, I sort of said, no, don't bother, because she obviously isn't interested in you. And after I finished visiting, so I went back to London, we started talking a bit more frequently online. And then you sort of turned around and said, Digi, I like you. And I was like, get the off. Nah, man, you're shitting me off here. But no, and it was a complete, it's like probably one of the only dreams that have ever come true for me. Oh no, it sounds cheesy, but it's real, man. Anyway, yeah, sorry, I went all mushy there. Sorry, man.
That's alright. This is the answer to the question. Love conquers all. Wise man.
Have I lost half your viewers because of that?
No, who knows? Next. Next. This is the whole one person show.
Yeah, man. So,
hang on. Nobody else is on, actually.
But, yeah, because of my relationship, Archangel UK has labelled me and Trippy as the first couple of Nightopia, and that's sticking because I really like the title. Well, was that a yes or no? I'm not sure.
Ah, no, that's not the answer. Let's see if anyone else got again. Is it lack of people on? This is sucking big time.
What's the day today? Tuesday. 17th. No, Monday. It's a Monday, first day of the week.
You know, tomorrow's 18.
Oh yeah.
The Guinness.
What's happening tomorrow? Oh yeah. Wasn't I supposed to say that?
What do you guys think about the latest night's release?
You want to go first?
Well, I'm saying Superstars Tennis.
Yeah. We'll get back to you on that one.
In terms of Night's Journey of Dreams, I think it's a good game. Okay, it does what it does. You have to give it a chance. Don't play with the Wiimote because it's crap. Right, let's be honest. You have to give it a chance. It's not what it should have been after waiting 11 years, but yeah. It's good enough to keep you happy if you're willing to look past stuff that you might not like. For example, some people are complaining about the voice acting, some people are complaining about having missions that sidetrack from the aerial stuff. If you're willing to look past all that and just play it for what it is, you will actually enjoy it. It's just people keep getting, you know, wound up by everything. I mean, we heard about this game a year before anything was going on, you know, we were being told stuff about it, so we were worrying prior to everything, and we sort of got all our anger and venting out before
really
the game even released.
It was really strange though, because we'd kind of go, it was like a roller coaster. One day you'd be really and upset about something, and then the next day I would get really angry and upset about something, and it would carry on like that. But
yeah,
now that the game's out and we've played it so much,
I'm happy with it. It's not gonna you know, win
the
world over, but you know, in a sense, I'm actually quite happy that Knights is still sort of like an underground game.
Yeah.
I mean, he has the press that he has received has not been a lot, so therefore he's still quite, you know, an underground cult type thing.
Don't say not underground cult, that sounds sinister.
Underground cult of dreams. Join the cult, not the Sonic cult.
I know you were in it, but that was a very Scottish.
Was it?
It was
very Scottish.
Wow, you're becoming one of us.
Okay.
I can't do that. Called the dreams.
I can't do a Scottish accent. The last time I done a Scottish accent, I ended up sounding Jamaican.
You did.
So I'm not doing that anymore. Yes, man. Those are my rave boys. Yo.
They're gonna storm the
building.
You know what? I suppose I'll probably see my cousin walking down the road drunk about 4 in the morning. I should call him up, find out where he is.
No.
I'll be like, come outside this Argos Extra and cause a scene and we'll record it.
From the confines of a safe building.
Mm.
Ah, my favourite song.
Drifting Dumbledore.
Oh god. I like the song, but the amount of times I had to hear it, just because I had to keep refighting the bloody boss. Have you all ever heard a hedgehog scream?
Yes, because you showed me this YouTube clip the other night. It's just, this hedgehog at a vet's that is just screaming.
Aww. Oh, wait. Damn, man. Damn, that's a bit... Can I just say I'm amazed at the amount of windows you've got open right now.
Yeah.
You know, on our computer, we've got quite a powerful computer, yeah, but we sort of keep it to like 6 maximum. You've got about 20 running there, man.
Yeah, well.
What version of Windows is this?
Better be VStar.
2. It's on the IBM. No, this is just some kind of XP. We haven't got Vista for the reason that for the simple reason we'd like to do some work.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking.
It's a shame because Vista's quite
it
cool.
It looks really nice.
But it's just like the updates end up messing with your programs, and some of them don't end up working. It's quite irritating. But I've got no beef with Microsoft. I'll hush my mouth. You're all cool. Yeah.
Hunt down your Windows number and send you dodgy stuff.
Of course. So we're about to witness a hedgehog screaming, yeah?
Yeah, more likely. Why not? They're a bit. And you've still got Drifting Domble on the background, so it's
that's a really disturbing image.
Oh, poor thing, man, you're 8.
It sounds like a baby.
Why is he screaming? No, man. Hey. Poor thing, man.
This is a bit of distress. Yeah, it's enough of that.
That's cute.
Poor thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh well.
On YouTube for our amusement.
Does it actually say what was wrong with the poor thing?
No, it was just having a bit of a stress.
I'm gonna do that from now, and every time I'm pissed off I'll come home from college.
You can do that tomorrow on the Sonic costume.
Yeah.
It's the only way you can communicate.
Oh dear. Well, we got one more question. I think we might just call it a day then.
Yeah.
Unless you want to do one more song.
Oh god.
No. We'll leave it here.
I need a drink.
Oh. I need to go to the toilet, man.
Yeah, this is so one more, and I think. We need his. Which one is it? Which one is the Fantastic Dreams?
What do you mean fantastic?
The best version.
My version, get out.
Sweet Snow, I like
yeah,
Snow.
Yeah.
Because Jasmine sings it, she's cool.
This was a good piece of homage, the original singer from 11 years ago. Who actually can sing now.
Oh!
No, let's be honest.
I liked her when she was singing.
No, she done
she was
okay.
A little kid, come on.
Yeah, for a kid she done
so
okay, but now... No, I'm saying... Oh, shut up, you're ruining the song. What's their favourite thing about the Knights series?
Can it be an event, dialogue, character, or anything? So
Knights is bum.
Yeah, Knights is arse, yeah? You see the way they done that in the new game?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who done the graphic for it, but I will take
it's
all
like
my hats off.
The entire graphical force of the Wii just went into his ass.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, everything else is
it's like whenever the camera pans around there, you know, everyone's shifting. Just like, But anyway, yeah. So Knights is arse, best thing about the entire fan thing. No, I'm not joking.
We're not joking, Echo. No.
Is she listening?
No, she's not listening at the moment.
Oh, never
mind. Because she's not on Skype.
Oh, dear.
She can't hear.
Oh, well.
Oh, well. Anyway, that's it. So, hang on. No, we're not.
No, it's real, man.
But hey.
That was a good show. How long was that, man? That was 2 hours.
No.
1 hour 30.
1 hour 33. I managed to get the last one dead on 2 hours. We'll chuffed with that.
But yeah.
To the second.
Well, let's be honest. We freestyled the entire show.
Yeah.
So, and that was pretty good for 1 hour 30. Considering we had no
Actually, saying that, I would probably put some more music in this.
Yes, of course.
And there's a little thing that obviously the guys who are listening to this will have heard at the beginning. A little...
the comeback we had from the Rex Factor from a certain lady who shall remain Sophia-less. But yeah, so you know, it might well be 2 hours before the song this goes out. So,
yeah, but could you just quickly tell her that he's taken? Yeah,
you tell her. You tell her.
Yeah, Echo, just to let you know, yeah, he's cute and everything. Yeah, but he's taken. Not just by Trippy, but by myself as well. So get your hands off.
Scare a girl.
No, kid, you do not need to wear the knight's cap.
Thank you, Echo Hawk. Right.
Oh,
on that bombshell, I think we'll leave it, actually.
Yeah.
So, this has been ArtChange UK. This will have been...
Trippy. I just
Trippy.
She's not that sure.
Yeah. I think it's me. It's Trippy.
It is Trippy.
Uh-huh. And, yeah, sorry, the Bunny Man, Digi Valentine. Let me just clarify that 1 second. Bunny Man, yeah? It's me.
Bunny Man.
Yeah, man, it's me, yeah? Just, like, don't question it. If you see me on the street and go, yo, what's the Bunny Man about? Just say, you know, it's all good. Don't worry.
If you look into a mirror and say Bunny Man 6 times, do you come out and, like, sort of rap at them?
Yeah.
Yeah. For a hand and a face made of bees.
Yeah, man.
Hello.
No, but it's all cool. I actually enjoyed being on this show. Thanks for having us, man.
That's alright, man.
It was a lot.
This is it was sort of joint. So I've been on your show again.
Yeah.
And yes. you've been on my show. You've been on my show.
Yes.
Yes. That's it, really.
Cool.
You guys will find out the Chronicles stuff by now. I will talk to you about it next time. Maybe, who knows? I'll flap the back teeth of it. So perhaps not. Let's see. We've been us, but I've been more specific. I'm UK, and I will see you next time. Bye bye for now.
Bye.
Bye.